about whatever offers you might want to make to them in the next couple of months, I think just making sure that you're sending these people who are clearly interested in what you're doing the content that you're putting on your blog as well. Think of the content as the thing itself, and then use email or use this community as a distribution channel, just like you would social or, you know, your blog, video, whatever it might be. And don't hesitate to send them pretty much every piece of content you put out. That may be too many emails per week for you, for your comfort level or work capacity, but I would make sure that they are seeing almost everything that you put out, if at all possible.
Got it. Okay. They're not getting my blog post now.
Yeah. I would send them all your blog posts. Don't assume that they're seeing it anywhere else. If they've signed up for email, they're saying email is a preferred distribution channel for me, and quite possibly preferred over Facebook, over Instagram, over all the other places where they may have seen you before. They're now saying, yes, I'm willing. I want to see your content in my inbox. And so just keep sending them content.
Okay. Even that I'm sending them, well, I guess it's over in 11 days. Never mind.
Yeah, so I wouldn't send it. So, I have a 7-day course that people sign up for that's a daily course. And at the end of that course, they say, hey, don't worry. I'm going to keep sending you really good information. And I kind of, you know, I let them know what's coming. But I do suppress that segment when I'm sending my normal broadcast. So there's always a segment of my list that's not getting my normal information because they're in the middle of that free course.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. Because then they would get like a bunch of emails.
I don't want to overwhelm them with stuff. Mm-hmm. Some of them would probably appreciate it, but I don't want to go there. I don't want to play that game. So yeah, so I just suppress people for the first 7 days and then they get added into my normal content delivery.
Got it.
Question about influencer. So one, or cadence, I know Tara, we touched on this before, which was the frequency you're emailing your list, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your comfort level with it. There's, yes, these people have stepped into a challenge where they know they're involved for 30 days, but one thing that I'm getting as an insight is there is an interest of this type of content at this cadence. And other bloggers who are full-time bloggers do it, a daily cadence of emails. But do you feel, maybe again we'll survey to, or include it in the survey to find out, but this behavior pattern of opening 50% response rate, people engaged in the content, could that be a precursor for their desire to consume this at a more frequent cadence than what we're currently publishing content on?
Yeah, probably. There's lots of things that I sign up for that I get every day. And I have up my cadence to 3 times a week, sometimes 4 times a week. And I have seen zero drop-off in unsubscribe, or not drop-off in unsubscribe. I've seen zero lift in unsubscribe. So same number of people unsubscribe every week, but I'm getting a much bigger penetration into my total list over the week. So I think email, 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 email. I'm totally on board with the emailing all the time now. Sorry guys, I did drop off. It said call failed. So I heard all of that and I'm recording again. If there was a specific question for me, definitely. Thanks, Tara, for pretending you're me. You're very good at that. I got to get better at pretending I'm you. I'll work on my hairstyle. But if you had any specific things, let me know.
Okay. Another question I had. So I got a lot of feedback saying that they want professional outfits for work. And these are, I just did a casual thing, casual outfits for every day. So there's older women that are in, they have to wear no jeans or whatnot to work, and they want a professional thing. Should I create a whole separate thing as a product, because I wouldn't do this for free, it's just too much work, as a professional challenge and make it shorter because it's just, I don't know, workwear, or integrate it to the free challenges?
Can we survey on this and get more information too?
Because I love, it sounds awesome, but I also don't know how big of a portion of your list that is. Do you know how many people actually asked you for it out of 1,000?
I don't, less than 10%.
Well, that's still a lot, though, too, the fact that they're actually asking for it instead of, you know, okay. I'm going to let everybody else jump in, but that's what I would do.
Literally emailing saying, these are great, but I can't wear it to work.
Yeah, I got a really funny email saying, me and my 6 friends signed up for this challenge, but we all work at an office that you need trousers and stuff, so we can't do the challenge now.
there was no trouser stuff for the challenge? Anyway, sorry, continue. They can't, like, just add trousers. How sad of them not to be able to do that. But anyway, go ahead, Tara.
They're that challenge.
Vanessa, what if you took, like, you did the first 3 days of the challenge where everyone was getting the same emails, and then you had, like, 3 different options, or even, like, maybe it was just for 1 week, you allow people to segment themselves, or you've done the first 3 days of the challenges, or you've done the first 7 days of the challenge. Now, pick your own adventure for the next 7 days. Here's our, you know, we've got 7 days of professional outfits, 7 days of club outfits, and 7 days of casual outfits. Or I don't know. Clearly, I am not a snazzy dresser. But, you know, but if you gave people that kind of choose your own adventure, not only would they get more of what they want, but you'd keep them in the same kind of experience, but also you'd have this extra information where, you know, if you did want to, say, come out with a book on just professional outfits, you would know exactly who in your audience is interested in professional outfits.
Yeah, that's cool.
We did do
that's like 3 times the amount of work.
Yeah, I know, but it'll get easier eventually. That's the word as a business owner. It'll eventually there's not right. Or, you could even add them in just 1 at a time. Like, I guess if this is for fall, you're probably going to completely redo it in January, although I hope you can save some of the work. But maybe you just add in that week of that optional week of professional outfits. Although, you know, I am not a huge fan of 30-day challenges. I like to keep things shorter, 7 days, 10 days, 14 days. I think the drop off on a 30-day class. Now, again, you're not selling something at the end, so maybe it's not as big a deal. But I would also, personally, as a consumer, I'd rather sign up for something that was a little more targeted and a little shorter. So maybe it's something to test.
Okay.
Yeah, good point.
That
corporation would be in the surveys. Interested in if this was a 10-day? But there's 2 considerations. One is looking at the participation rate. So a 50% open rate consistently over the course of 30 days with little drop-off. The real thing that we have to see is the open rate consistent from a per-user standpoint, or is it an average from the volume because they are missing different outfits? So it's curious. There's because you also have to understand the space and how this fits. So fashion bloggers, the typical norm is they go shopping every weekend. They take things that are in the store now because they're doing commission-based referral shoppable wear. And so everything that they put together in an outfit is then driving purchase intent on those items, and they have to be available online to get the commission. So there's typically it's not a real evergreen when you're dealing with commission on merchandise like this. So you can't evergreen the styles because those styles won't be available, and people typically want to buy what they see in the ad or see in the photo. And if the shoe or the top or the pants aren't available, it actually creates tension because they wanted it, and now they don't get it.
Wait, where was this? What was this about? I lost you. You lost me.
The evergreen question, that it does have to get redone every season.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That's annoying.
The structure is the same. The structure is the same, but the items in the challenge are different.
So you would actually – so even if we redid the same one next fall, because it's the fall, it doesn't necessarily mean that you can reuse the same pictures of your outfits?
You can't, yeah.
Well, unless you find very similar items.
Yeah, because realize there's a few ways we're monetizing this challenge right now. One is we are getting commission off of anything that Vanessa includes in the outfits. So she actively went shopping before it. Again, it's a huge download of what the fashion blogging industry is, but we do have to
redo
it.
I get it. So I'm just wondering if we could use some, because if she took 32 hours of some of that, I'm like, oh, man, if we could reuse some of that, that would be killer if we can sort of link to similar outfits. Like right now this is available, so you guys don't have to do it again. Because what just to bring it back to what Tara was saying in terms of the professional versus the not, I would figure out what you want to be selling in regards to your segmentation, if you're going to go and segment and sort of use this as the next best thing or not. That way you can figure out what your funnel is exactly. Because if you do want to segment the professional side, you could do that at the beginning too when you make them go through the sign-up process. Oh, are you more interested in professional? Or are you more interested in this or whatever it is? Give the same fall style challenge, but then sell them whatever they care about at the end more, which will be a little bit easier and not as much work. you'd have different funnels, but of course that's what you guys are amazing at. It wouldn't be redoing different of the free stuff. It would be just whatever the funnel is that they're interested in instead. So that's what I would try and get really clear on, especially as we go into next year and you guys start to figure out, okay, what are we actually doing with this site that is evergreen and that we don't have to continually, because even if we did a professional one, ideally, we'd be able to make it evergreen and not have to care so much about some of that stuff. So have you guys thought of that? I know when we first started about products and stuff like that, it was all about the ebook, which we have now, which of course we're going to sell at the end of this challenge. But do you have any ideas on where we're going after that?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's a
great out. No.
Well, to answer, to provide context, evergreen in the form of content and display advertising and commission is at evergreen, so that's always happening.
I can repurpose. We are going to repurpose this content. Jamie, you asked me last month what content we can use on the website that involves a challenge, and it's the outfits. I'm just going to use them as a blog post.
Yay!
So
okay, good.
We created some blog posts
evergreen it.
And just put it on the blog, and it's going to be evergreen content. So it is multiple use.
So there's one other component, which is this type of challenge in the fashion space is typically a product. So there are some fashion, stylists who do sell this type of program.
A lot of them do.
As a product. So what we're offering for free, other people, and we're probably actually technically doing it at a higher value, you're getting it for free and others actually you pay for it.
Yeah, that's amazing, which is what will totally set you apart. Oh, you could go with these people and pay for it, or you could come to ours, and of course you guys do things 120%. So it's a no-brainer, but I also want to make sure you're recouping. Like, engagement is awesome, and you guys know, I mean, I know this is sort of what you do for a living, but I just want to make sure that we're really paying attention to the sales piece of it also.
Okay. That's something that we need to work on.
But that's what I think is great about this challenge, is you're learning so much about what your people really do want. They're raising their hand going, no, I want this. And that's what's going to be helpful for you.
Okay. So I guess the last question for this. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was just going to say, in that survey, now I don't like surveys necessarily as the best way to get information about your products, but survey would be good if you want to add in something in regards to segmenting them down which path they'd want to go if it would be product-based. That way you just have some data to go off of.
Okay,
continue.
So for the next challenge, which is January 1st for winter, I'm going to – all the people that are in this fall one are automatically going to be in the winter one. Should I do that? Or should I start a new list with just winter?
I'm going to open it. I'm thinking about it. I'm opening it up to anybody else that has any ideas.
Yeah, I was thinking about it too. My gut would led me to say yes first, and then I thought, well, really, maybe it's a great opportunity to gauge their level of engagement at that point and to give them an invitation to sign up, give them multiple invitations to sign up. And then for those who don't sign up, maybe it's an opportunity to put them through some sort of re-engagement campaign, find out what their pain points are, why they don't, you know, why they're not interested in the challenge, not necessarily specifically, but instead, what are they interested in instead, so that, you know, you can use that to kind of guide your content marketing decisions from there. But I've got to run. I just wanted to say that. But if you need anything else, just let me know.
Thank you.
Sarah.
Yeah, of course.
So quick question for you, Vanessa. Why do one in January? Like, are you planning on doing one every quarter for each season? Or are we doing twice a year? Like, what's the goal with this next one?
One every quarter. Well, one every season.
Go you. Okay, so question. It took 60-something hours to do this, and
Yeah. You
learned a lot, which is awesome. Ideally, I want you guys closer to revenue sooner, so if we have 60 more hours for this next thing, I would love for you to be able to
have something at the end.
Yeah. so really focusing. I don't want you to just be going, oh, now I have a thing where I have to do 60 hours worth of work now every quarter, and once it's created, and we can just keep running it. I would rather have you take the next 3 months and figure out what we're selling them for the spring challenge, or you know what I mean, depending on how much time we have going into this. I know you have time constraints in general. You have another whole freaking business that we never talk about and that you always are working on. So this being a side thing, I want to make sure you're getting the most bang for your buck, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So what information and or what are you trying to get out of the next free challenge? Is it just information? Is it engagement? Is it I want a lot of sales? What's the end goal of the next one?
I guess I would be getting a larger engaged list, so at the end of the next challenge, I am able to sell them something that they want and that they'll have a higher conversion. So next challenge ends at the end of January. So what is that? November, December, 3 months?
Yeah.
So 3 months, we would have another challenge, another engaged group, at the end have I can do surveys in between on what specifically they're looking for and come up with that idea on what we would be able to put in our funnel at the end. And then that would be at the end of every single challenge.
Okay. Well, so what if we did? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there's also, so we have to do a slight multiplier. So where revenue comes into play is we look at commission sold through a challenge by a certain volume of participants. And then we can also extrapolate out or predict a participatory level that equates to an expectation of commission sales. But from there, we're also producing content that we typically would need to produce anyway for the site. So there is an optimization of that time being applied elsewhere. And our evergreen strategy is around revenue. So Vanessa has 500,000 monthly visitors through organic consistently as a metric that we're shooting for, and we get ad revenue as well. So, 500,000 monthly visitors equates to quite a bit of page views as well. So there's many dynamics to it than other than just selling information products.
Which I totally get. I guess that's why I'm asking you what your goal is. So if it is more visits to the site because we're really getting brand new people and it's about them visiting the blog post or it's about whatever it is and they're seeing the ads and that's where we make money, totally cool with that too. I just want to be really, really clear what time is being sent for what return. So if we look at whether it be funnel or whatever it is that you're looking to get paid for at the end, that's 60 hours. So what is worth 60 hours? Or do we make it, like Tara said, a 14-day challenge this next time and see if we get as much engagement or if we don't or if there's more of a lead time or ad side beforehand, right? So I just want to make sure that whatever these 60 hours are getting the most ROI for you guys now, because next year is going to be just as busy on the on the other business side also. Does that make sense?
Sounds good. Yeah, so what we'll plan on, since we can't do it, we don't have all the data points now, we'll plan on doing a performance report and as well as a projection off of the next challenge.
I think we'll know more after January.
And then we can also say, based upon the volume of content that's produced, this is the amount of article repository that was generated. We can also tie that to a level of demand analysis to understand the potential traffic that can bring in the course of 12 months. So, yeah, we'll build out a report for that. That's a good idea.
Perfect. Well, and that's the thing. It could be 14 days of content, but a 30-day challenge still, because you guys are just doing daily right now. But we could definitely figure out what the best sweet spot is for sure. And when you guys are here in Austin, we can go over some of that stuff too. It'll be after in November, so hopefully we'll have some of the information from then also, because then we can really double down on what is actually working for you and making sure that Vanessa especially has enough bang for her buck. I just know time is of the essence with everything that you guys do. Everything is metric. I know you. All right, I know we only have about 5 minutes left, so we aren't going to definitely be going over wins. I want everybody to post those in the Facebook, but I want to make sure that you are getting every single question answered. So do you have anything else? And I'll let everybody else chime in so I don't talk too much this time.
Okay, so I'm going to, for the next 11 days, continue it as is. Oh, and send out the survey at the end, get their feedback. Get them to get our blog post after the end of the challenge, and put in the, what is it? What did you say? I forgot. Put in the ebook.
Tara called it the next step.
Next step.
Call to action.
Yeah, CTA. Starting putting that in the last 10 emails. That's what I'm going to do. I don't think I have anything else. Oh, and ask them about professional wear. So you mentioned Jamie, so ask them specifically about that, and then from there we will be able to see what we're going to make changes on for the winter, or if we even have to.
And then the other one was to, I like Tara's idea of readership activation. So
separating them?
Invite them to sign up for the winter so we get active signups rather than just assuming the volume is going to transfer over. And then anyone who doesn't, who's on the current fall list, who doesn't activate for the winter list, we can then put them into a nurturing sequence, which is trying to figure out why they didn't. And that would be another survey that would probably be valuable.
So send the email to join winter right at the fall, right when fall ends?
No, you'd create the landing page now.
I'm just going to update the one I have.
Yeah, and then you just have them go back and do it.
What? You have to go sign up.
It can just be a tag click. What? It can be like, do you want in on this one? Click here. You already have their email address, so it's not like they have to re-put in their email or anything.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's everything. I don't think I have any questions. Do you?
No.
I think we're good, Jamie.
Okay, well, let me just say this. So I was in Bangkok. I missed you guys while I was there. But, and a lot of the guys there are like digital nomads and wearing t-shirts and whatever. And you have no idea how many compliments I got on all of my, they're like, damn, girl. I'm like, I hired somebody for this. This is someone else. Just so you know.
Awesome.
So everybody, like literally every day. Cause I was like, oh, I'll just wear a dress or, oh, I'll just wear, you know, what you told me to wear. And literally every single one is like, why are you so dressed up? I'm like, either I could wear yoga pants or this. Those are the only two things that I know how to do. And this is only because of my client, Vanessa. She's amazing. So,
yay.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Awesome.
Over and over and over again. I was like, oh, this stuff really works. So maybe I should do another one. But the professional side, like literally that one dress that you had me get that I had for my photos, I used that as my speaking dress. And it literally just elevated, you know, like all hell. So to me, paying for a professional set that really levels me up in the workplace would give me ROI instead of like, oh, I look good in general. Like, I don't care about looking, I'm wearing yoga pants right now. I don't care about looking good in general, but I definitely care about looking good in front of people that matter. While everybody else was wearing t-shirts and shorts and it wasn't a big deal, I was still like dressed to the nines going like, yeah, I charge a lot of money. You need to make sure you know that in advance, right? And so I think the professional side will be really interesting for you to go down that path or find out if that's what your people want for certain.
That makes so much sense. Yes.
It was
we're
awesome.
Going to a conference. What time is it? 2 minutes. We are going to a conference in Boston, and I remember seeing the, thinking of this last year. I'm like, these people are dressed so horribly.
Marketers.
Yeah. And if they were
and we have no
better.
Idea what we're doing or how to pack it. Like, I didn't even know how to pack these, like, nice clothes. I'm like, oh, shoot, they were all, like, dry cleaned. And then I bought, like, a thing. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I should ask you, Vanessa. I know this is bad, right? It should not be that big of a deal. But I also – but I don't know. And I should have brought – anyway, yeah, it was one of those things where even jewelry-wise, I'm like, what the hell do I pack versus what I don't – you know? Anyway, so conference thing, I don't know if that's a specific subset niche that you have or anything like that, but heck yes, I you were extremely helpful in regards to what that was, but also, man, I also had issues. But you know, you guys know me well. I've got issues on that anyway. But I'm glad. Did you get what you wanted out of today's session?
Yes, I did. Thank you so much.
Perfect. And when you guys come, like I said, to Austin, we can definitely go over more of this stuff too if you want.
Can't wait.
Yay. I know. I can't wait either. You're going to look at my closet, and it's still mostly black except for the things that you told me to buy. So don't look at it. But I really appreciate you on the things that I did get so far. So I'm so glad to be back in the States. I literally got home super late last night. Just text or message me if you guys need anything. I'm still trying to catch up, and I'm quite jet-lagged, but it was an awesome trip. The king died while I was over there. The king of Thailand died.
Oh, yeah.
Which made, like, this huge issue, and people were like, oh, I wonder if we'll be able to get home. So I'm really glad to be on U.S. soil. And yay, I made it. And, Andrew, you are in the hot seat next week, so I'm sure you can give me a text and let me know the best way that we can use that so we can talk about it beforehand. Make sense, everyone? Yay. Thanks so much for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.